Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So, welcome to episode 30.
Wow.
30.
30?
Yes. Can you believe it? Did you ever think we'd make it to 30?
No.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I was surprised we made it to 3.
Can you... Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence. 30. Can you remember what you did on your 30th?
Oh, God. No, I don't.
I remember what we did.
It seems so long ago now.
I remember what we did on your 30th, Matthew. We had a great big party, didn't we, that you didn't come to?
That was his 25th.
That was my 25th.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well. He was so upset about being 25.
Yes, I couldn't face it. Yeah, I used to get really depressed about getting older. In those days.
I'm
beyond it now, though. Beyond.
Yeah. There you go. Feel it. Don't fight it.
So, you two are pretty busy, got stuff to do, places to be. So we better get on with it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Let's crack on.
Good job I squeezed you into my busy schedule, boys.
So for any new listeners out there, welcome to the podcast. What we do is listen to a tune each. And talk about it. So shall we do that? Let's start with, I'll do it pretty much randomly. How about this one that's on the screen?
Do it. Yeah. All right.
This is Blanket Man. Leave the South.
I don't like the taste of the water in the city. About time I took a train. I don't think that this
that's Blanket Man. Leave the South.
God, blimey. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely relate to that.
Hit the North. Hit the North.
There you go. Right there. Yeah. Well, how refreshing to see a bunch of youngsters bashing on the South and continuing the fine tradition of perpetuating the myth of the North-South divide. Love it. There you go.
I was trying to think whether there's been any songs about moving south from the north.
Oh yeah, yeah. Gotta get down. Yeah, gotta get away from the north down to the.
It was
hit the city.
Do you remember? It's Grim Up North. That was a song.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think so.
Down to Margate. Down to Margate.
Oh, there you go. Down to Margate. That's true. I can only think of Chaz and Dave as one of the few bands that's celebrated London in a quirky English manner.
Yeah. Madness did that as well. They're always banging about London, aren't they?
I suppose made it sound slightly appealing rather than
yes.
Rather than what it was really like.
Yeah. It's more, we need more songs that celebrate the North and actually aggressively say the South isn't that good. It's all you hear is how good it is.
Maybe you can help me. I'm sure there's a couple of sort of melodies, lines in that that are stolen from something by someone like the Stone Roses or something. There's in the middle of it, there's a kind of a melody that, yeah, was, I'm sure it's from another song, but I couldn't.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, but,
well, you know.
It was kind of immediately familiar.
Yeah, indeed.
Jaunty. Where are these boys and girls from then? Are they from Oxford or Reading or somewhere? I mean, are they actually from the North?
I'm assuming they're from the North. I don't actually have the information to hand. Yeah. Hang on.
It's quite essential, really. Subject matter.
I heard them. Manchester. They're from Manchester.
Okay.
From Manchester, right. That's absolutely fine. Fresh from the haberdashery, it says.
Because it didn't sound like they had particularly northern accents. That was actually going to be one of my criticisms. The singer said, was singing pretty with a D. Like several times I heard pretty. And that is pretty. That is an absolute no-no in my book. It really galls me to hear bands who clearly aren't from the United States singing in an American accent, and pretty is just unacceptable. But
yeah, it is, isn't it?
But I did like the song.
You've managed to hold out, then. You've managed to.
I try to enunciate all the time, my dear boy.
pretty vacant.
Yeah. There you go, right there.
You wouldn't do that, would you? Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, maybe they were. I don't know if they're leaving the South. So were they from there and they've moved up north?
Well, they probably...
I can't remember what they say going back.
They probably jumped on a coach, got down to London, realised pretty quickly that the pavements weren't paved with gold.
Apparently.
And then nicked off back to Manchester. What happened?
I've actually heard them a couple of times on national radio. So,
wow!
Yeah, not very underground.
But
speaking of which, Richard, your last couple of choices I've noticed have been getting played quite a lot on Six Music.
Yeah. I'm ahead of the curve.
Yeah. So maybe you've got an ear for the mainstream. You know.
I never have in the past, so this will be a new thing. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just making really, really obvious choices.
That song, that Jane Weaver song, remember?
Yeah.
I've heard that quite a lot on the radio.
And, has it been on the radio? Yeah.
And the Pinks, Purples and whatever it was called.
Oh, really? Yeah. Were they on the wireless?
I've heard that
well?
Quite a lot as well.
Yeah. Oh, God. I am so out of touch that I wouldn't even know that they've been being played on the radio.
So it's kind of out of touch, yet you've got your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I'm a whole blend of things, aren't I? Yeah. So Bungle was in the video, did you notice?
Yeah, I did notice that. What's that all about?
No, God knows.
Was Bungle a northerner?
I've never had him down as a northerner.
Crikey. Well, what's even more disturbing is these kids don't look like they were old enough to remember Rainbow first time around anyway.
Oh, that's right, yeah. They won't have a clue what it was. I don't know. I don't know what Bungle had to do with the video or why he was in there.
Nice to see, though.
Yes.
But it was nice to see. Familiar face.
We should probably explain Bungle is a giant Ewok that was on a kids' program in the 70s. Because lots of our American friends won't know what the heck we're talking about. Can we post a little picture of Bungle on the website when we...
Yes, we can do this.
We should also put a picture of the first Bungle. If you Google the first Bungle, it is the most terrifying thing.
Really?
It's not cuddly like the second Bungle.
Oh, was that a prototype Bungle?
Yeah, there's like a prototype that was on the first few episodes before it realised it was scaring children. If you Google it, honestly, you won't sleep.
Well, I think Zippy was pretty disturbing.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Righty. Nothing to do with Mr. Bungle.
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't that a band, Mr. Bungle?
Yeah,
that's Mike Patton from Faith No More.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Right.
Whole different kettle of fish there, mate.
Okay, well, did you enjoy that then? That was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. It was quite breezy, wasn't it?
Yeah, breezy. Shall we move on? Let's move on. This is a band from Spain, I believe. Yeah.
That's why you're wrong.
They're from Leeds.
They're from Leeds.
The record labels.
Yeah. I was looking at the record label, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Yeah. Distracted there. The Lodger, is it?
Yes.
The Lodger, yeah.
That's the band. Yeah. And this is called Cul-de-sac of Love. No, that's...
It's not. It's called Jewel. No.
Jewel. He's all over the place. Come on, mate. Get it together.
Shambles.
I'm feeling the time pressure. That's it. And I'm actually taking longer. Making all these mistakes.
You're panicking, Matt.
So
say what you see. Say what you see, Matt. Say what you see.
This is Jewel Lives by The Lodger from Cul-de-sac of Love.
It's like these two lives that never come together. It's been like this forever. We simply can't decide. It's like we've got these two lives. They're almost equidistant, but always inconsistent. It happens all the time. Like these two lives that never come together. It's been like this forever. We simply can't decide. It's like we've got these two lives that never go together.
like these two lives that never come together. It's been like this forever. We simply can't decide. It's like we've got these two lives that never go in sequence. It fails to make a difference. It happens all the time. We never fall in line. If you like.
So that was Dual Lives by The Lodger from Leeds. Is that Leeds?
Leeds. Well, actually, to be more precise, Ben Ridding. Which
what?
yeah, Ben Ridding.
Crikey.
Which is just the next village along from Ilkley. So I know that the singer lives there.
Hey!
I'm a bit disappointed they're not from Alicante, Spain, but there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Stuart was about to say tell right. me off there and say, I don't actually know the singer. I know that he lives there.
Oh, I was going to say. I didn't know if you were...
He's not a personal friend. I've just got to make
pub
that.
With him every Friday night. All right, so I'm just checking in case this taints your opinion of the critique that's about to follow.
Oh, right.
Mm. But,
go on then.
Well, me? Well, yeah, I like that. It reminded me of when it first started, I thought Love is the Drug by Roxy Music. Gosh. It had that kind of disco-y thing.
Yeah.
And I like, always a fan of a choppy guitar. I like that. Actually, curiously, the thing that I didn't or wasn't as convincing to me was the singing. It was very, very polite, I thought. And it could have been, I thought, if it had been a bit more aggressive or even a bit more out of tune. I mean, there was nothing wrong with the singing. It was just, very, like, you know, forgettable, I guess.
It was like a very polite man singing, wasn't it?
It was very...
like he was dead polite.
It reminded me of The Lightning Seeds.
Yes, that singing was like that, wasn't it? Yeah, that's
Ian
right.
Brody.
There you go. Yeah, you
it
see...
It just sounded like Ian Brody's voice.
There you go, because he wrote great songs, but was a pretty boring singer, I guess, Ian Brody.
Yes.
I better be careful. Next time I go back to Leeds, I better watch out that the lodger don't shiv me on my way to the Royally or something.
Stay away from Ben Ridding.
Stay away from Ben Ridding. And then don't go to Liverpool because you might bump into Ian Brody, who's you just labelled a boring singer.
Oh, shit.
I like the song as well. I really liked it. I don't normally like indie songs that have a bit of a disco feel, but with that, I thought it really worked well. And I thought it had lots of really nice hooks. And for some reason, it reminded me of Pulp.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I like bits of the melodies and things, not the singing, obviously. I don't want to label Jarvis a boring singer. But sort of lyrics and melody a bit like Pulpish, yeah.
I have to say, it didn't really do very much for me. I was kind of... I mean, those references you gave, the Roxy Music and Pulp, I think they're just far superior versions of what we've just heard, you know. I mean, this is an inferior version of those. I'm afraid. Yep. I didn't really...
Jeez.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Well, that's fair enough.
I don't know. I wasn't really listening to the lyrics, so maybe the lyrics were very clever, but the musically, it didn't really grab me, I'm afraid.
Right.
That's all right.
It was weird, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I think it just bounds along quite pleasantly, and it's quite a good tune, I think. But I know what you mean. It doesn't grab you by the, you know... by the balls or anything, and say I'm fucking amazing. It's quite pleasant, a pleasant track, and I think
polite.
Yeah, but it's polite, definitely. But I do like it.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No.
So
they've been around.
Yeah, they've been around a while, but I think this is their first record for quite some time. I think they were around in the mid 2000s.
Oh right.
Yes.
I think that was the sort of era.
I believe Slumberland put a couple of records out.
Probably. It would sound right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do we say that every week with every single band? It's like that India. Right. I think Slumberland put something out. Yeah,
Well, you definitely said it last week. But it's well, I must say, it's kind of refreshing to hear Matty put the boot in, because he hardly ever does that, does he?
No, he doesn't. He really doesn't. He's always very polite. So really wound him up. But he's in a bit of a state. He's in a bit of a state this week. He's made several mistakes. He's angry at himself. He's taking it out on the lodger.
The lodger. I'd heard of them, but I'm sure I heard stuff by them before. Is it a similar kind of vibe, their previous stuff, or is this?
I would say it's like that, in that kind of like polished indie sort of direction, from what I've heard anyway.
I won't bother then.
Oh God.
So that's but I'm sure it'll go down well. I'm just
trying to dig out of this hole now. Just
backpedal.
Just going on about the fact that it's released on a Spanish label. When I lived in Spain for a bit, and sort of thing went down really well. I think it has an enduring appeal with the Spanish.
Yeah,
you know, they seem to
like Elephant Records and things that release things that. Yeah.
So I can see it going down well with the Spanish indie
the Spanish,
kids.
Right. That's your positive spin that you put on. It's going to go down well with the Spanish.
I got out of that one nicely, mate. Yeah.
Maybe not so much in Leeds, I don't know. But they must have a following in Leeds if they've been around for a while. Yeah, I'm just speculating.
So, yeah.
Right, shall we move on?
Crikey. Yes.
And we're going stateside for this one. This is Spread Joy. That's the band, isn't it?
That is. Look, you can't go wrong with that, because it says Spread Joy by Spread Joy. So,
And this song is called Unoriginal. So that bodes well, doesn't it? Here we go. Was that the end?
That was the end. Ooh! Ooh!
There we go. That was Spread Joy, and that was Unoriginal. Yeah.
Yes. So. Joyous.
Mm.
So, what I liked about that track was that could have been recorded and released any time in the last 40 years, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Had a very... very, very post-punk vibe to it, but most enjoyable.
Did any of you see me playing bass to that little bass riff that was?
No, I didn't.
I was really enjoying myself. I did it two or three times throughout the song.
Were you playing air bass?
was playing air bass. Yeah, I was going.
Wow. Were you high up?
Oh, there he goes. There he goes.
I was doing it. I think I don't know.
Were you doing it finger style?
Underneath the camera. I was doing it finger style. Yeah, yeah. So it mentioned Wire in the
yes.
I've been listening to lots of Wire this week.
All right.
And it's odd. I don't know what people think of Wire, but some of their stuff's amazing and some of it's terrible. Mm.
Yes.
Is that a fair thing to say?
I would wholeheartedly agree.
That's my take on the entire discography of Wire. Some of it's great, some of it's terrible.
Right, okay. Well, I suppose we've all been guilty of that, haven't we? Moments of brilliance.
most bands have terrible stuff. Mm.
Yeah.
But so I did definitely hear the Wire thing. And the vocals, they always do that Germanic kind of thing, don't they? A lot of post-punk sounding bands.
Yes.
So singing a sort of German accent.
Like a Lena Lovitch kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. My lucky numbers are one.
I could be wrong. But do you think that the singer is possibly... Well, there's a picture of him there.
Does she look German?
I'm just wondering if she was from... if she was from European descent.
She definitely looks German.
You think so?
She does look very German, yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a good... It was breezy.
That riff at the beginning and that went all the way through, pretty much. It's that Elastica song,
isn't it?
Is
an intern from Wire, isn't it? Three
goes. Way! Well, boom! Yes. Yeah, full circle.
Maybe. There's the connection.
Look at that.
That's it.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yes.
Clever.
Yeah.
Well, so this record, I believe, is on a label called Feel It Records, who also released the Sweeping Promises LP that we mentioned a few months ago that was a big hit that kind of sounded a bit Delta 5-ish. So I've been paying attention to that label. They're putting out some really interesting punk and post-punk stuff right now. So,
Well, I quite enjoyed that. I didn't think I was going to at the beginning, but then it kind of gets you, doesn't it?
Insidiously creeps up on you, doesn't it?
I think potentially, I don't know, because that's the only track you can preview because it's not out yet, but it does. There's 10 songs, and it does say that the LP is only 14 minutes long, which I'm all about.
Wow!
Yes,
14 minutes. That's not an LP. That's a 7-inch.
It is an LP. I promise you, it's a big one. It's one of the big ones, Richard.
All right. Yeah, they could have cut it right down.
It's. But I'm all about a 14-minute LP. Oh, yeah. That's all right. About where my concentration span is at these days.
The new Chills album's 30 minutes, 30 minutes, and I was disgusted.
What? Do you know what? I played the new Chills album in the store on Friday.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart because I thought it was awful.
Did you? Oh, I liked it compared to... Maybe... Have you heard the last one? It's better than the last one. That was the worst album I've ever heard.
I don't know. It just... like, you could have put that on and not told me who it was, and I would have... I don't know. I would have picked some... bloated, proggy pop band from the 80s or some, which I guess it's possibly that's.
I know what you mean. It's heavy on the keyboards, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are you disgusted because it was too long or too short?
Stuart says too long, but no, I thought it was too short. I thought, minutes. I was expecting another 5 or 6 on it. But we had this with Memory Drawings. We did it with Memory Drawings. We did a 28 minute album, and someone wrote to complain.
What?
Yeah,
wrote to complain. It was only
That. That's twice as long as the Spread Joy LP.
What are they going to do when they buy the Spread Joy? They're going to be furious.
They're just going to play it twice.
Yes.
Or three times.
Just play it three times as the length of a normal album.
Yeah. There you go.
You're going to have to up your game, Stuart, with your songwriting. Your songs are dragging on a bit.
Our 14 song LP is actually 36 minutes long.
I think it's about right. 36 is about right. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, all right. I'm glad I passed the Adams time test.
Okay. Well, we'd better think about wrapping things up.
Yeah, Rich,
Yeah, I've got it. I'm going out to get some chips as well. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Richard's going to work, and I'm nicking off to go get my daughter from Flagstaff. So look at that.
Yeah, we've all got stuff.
We're all busy.
Yeah, so we can't just hang around here talking about music. We've got other things to do. We should do the scores. We started with what was it? Blanket Man.
They were the South. Leaving the South.
I quite enjoyed that. That was a jolly ditty, wasn't it? With an important message. Yes.
A Mancunian swagger.
Yes. So for that, I'm going to give them a 7.
Oh,
whoa!
I thought you'd go high with that. I don't know why, but
I enjoyed it, but it was a bit lightweight, a bit on the lightweight side. So yeah.
So okay. I was going to go. I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was very immediate, and I enjoyed listening to people talk about Leaving the South, and it was a good tune. So I'm going to go for a 7.5.
All right. Good. Well, I'm going to go for a 7.33.
What's that mean?
Incredible.
So that makes 21.83, I believe.
Yeah, get your calculator out for that. Yeah. You weren't expecting that, were you?
No, thanks for that, Stuart. Okay. And then we moved on to our second tune, which was The Lodger, wasn't it? That's right.
It was. I'm terrified about what you're going to say, Matt.
Well, brace yourselves. Just wasn't impressed with that at all. So I'm sorry. I'm sure they're very nice people. So, but
it doesn't.
I'm going to give it a 5.5.
Oh, 5.5.
It's
he puts the boot in.
it's interesting watching you be harsh, Matt, because it's not in your nature, really, is it?
No, I feel bad already. Do you think I should change?
No. You stick to it. It's fine. I enjoyed the track. I think it's a really good tune. I do accept a little bit what you're saying about politeness on it, but play it in the background. You're doing something else. It's a nice little thing. So 7.5 for me.
Yep. Okay. Play it in the background, like all good indie music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pop it on the background.
I rest my case. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I know you're from Leeds. I'd love to give you a bit of regional love, but I'm going to give it a 6.5. I know.
Scandalous.
There we are.
Okay.
So, there we are. Shout out to The Lodger. Right. And finally, Spread Joy on original. I enjoyed that a little bit more. That was... I don't know. I've forgotten what I was going to say, but I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
There you go.
Also.
Yeah, I couldn't get a tune Perfect out things. Of it. Yeah, I couldn't get a tune out of that. But but they did have that little bass run that I liked. So, and I just have a funny feeling it's going to be a grower. So just going to go for a straight down the line 7 on that one.
Straight down the line. Well, you know me, guys. I love an angular guitar and a female singer. So I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Ooh. Mm. So, by the skin of their teeth, it's Blanket Man.
Whee!
This week's winners.
All right, nice well one.
Well done.
Yeah, top buzz, lads.
Yeah. So, congratulations to them.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm sure they'll go far.
Yeah, well, at least Tom Robinson will play him a bit, won't he? Probably.
Coveted Tom Robinson
probably,
play.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good stuff.
Very good.
Okay, so that's
episode 30 done and dusted.
I better let you go.
Yeah, we better go.
Stuff to do. Things to see, people to do. No.
Whoa!
Things to do, people to see.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get to work. So, yeah. All right.
Have a good one. And join us next time on A Quick One for episode 31 coming up.
31.
Next time.
It's going to be the classic.
But it is even better.
Even better than 30.
If you can imagine such a thing. Yeah, and don't forget, like us, share us, subscribe, all that sort of thing. Send in your comments, ideas, or whatever. Okay.
All right.
See you soon.
Bye.